USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus deaths are projected to top 500,000 by April, according to data from a new model. The latest data from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says that deaths could reach 567,000 by April 1st. Dr. William Schaffner of the Vanderbilt University Medical Center tells CNN the biggest point to take away from this new data is to continue to do the simple things to prevent the spread of the virus.
Simple mask wearing can avert an enormous number of deaths. We've rather known that, but when you put a number on it, it becomes much more real and overwhelming. And it just reinforces my determination to go out and ask, plead, educate, persuade people to wear their masks, do the social distancing. It's a New Year's resolution. Let's start it at Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The NBA says its players won't be jumping the line for a coronavirus vaccine. In a memo obtained by ESPN, the league says it would follow the guidelines from public health officials in vaccinating its players and staff. The league began its season earlier this week with one game already postponed because of positive COVID tests. Commissioner Adam Silver says he knew that was inevitable when playing outside of a bubble. He told ESPN that the league will adjust its protocols as needed.
We'll have all kinds of procedures in place to attempt to assure that our protocols are followed. And, of course, to the extent they aren't, we'll address it. And I think one of the conversations we've been having with our players' associations, we may have to adjust our protocols as we go, depending on how things are working. But to your point, this is going to be a far different environment than being in a bubble. And there's no doubt, I think, that it's highly likely that there will be cases based on what we're seeing in society around us.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A former All-Star pitcher is opening up about his struggles with substance abuse. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Many professional athletes and broadcasters over the years have battled alcohol addiction, but the realities of what it looks like on a day-to-day basis haven't always been discussed publicly. Former New York Yankee and Milwaukee Brewer pitcher C.C. Sabathia discusses his battle with alcohol addiction in a new HBO documentary titled Under the Grapefruit Tree.
Say I pitch on Monday. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, I'm hammered, blackout drunk. Thursday, Friday, I don't drink at all, like nothing. Straight water, Gatorade. Pitch Saturday, when I'm coming out of the game, I need a Crown and Sprite in my locker. So I would literally start after the last pitch I threw. If I won, I was celebrating because I won. If I pitched bad, then I was off, so I needed a drink.
The C.C. Sabathia story is available on HBO Max.
And a legendary rock guitarist has passed away. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Leslie West, the guitarist who created the hard rock anthem Mississippi Queen with his band Mountain, died Wednesday morning. He was 75. The cause of death was cardiac arrest. On Monday, West was rushed to a hospital near his home in Daytona, Florida, where he never regained consciousness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.